opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Here we go.
Sound check.
Come on, everybody.
And we're live.
We're gonna have a good time.
Good evening. Here comes Mr. James. A little late. Thanks to the party. Fine.
Oh, okay. I'll have to plug in that other mic. Give me a sec here, guys.
Don't worry. Welcome, Northern California. This is Shasta Live. Excuse our production issues. This is Shasta Live.
Woo-hoo!
By the Shasta County Chamber.
Live, baby!
Yep.
Are we really live?
We are live. James, you found it. You found us.
You know what? It's okay.
Welcome.
I don't think I'm ever going to remember Monday.
Okay. Well, welcome to Shasta Live by
Shasta
County
like
Chamber.
Oh, no, not yet.
Are you on yet? No?
Okay.
I can hear you.
There you go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello.
It's a full studio.
Hello.
We actually sounds like have our you-know-what together. I said, we usually have our you-know-it together.
Yeah.
But if it falls apart, that's usually my fault.
So, good evening. Nigel, James,
take
Jason
two.
In the
you
house.
You guys ready for take two?
Take
just
two.
Kidding.
Take two.
And Poop, start.
But
evening,
I did bring
going.
Chocolate.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
And,
you have the dark chocolate going now.
This evening, we get to talk about our everybody's favorite subject.
Uh-oh.
Which is food.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can do that.
It is everyone's favorite.
This is everybody's favorite topic. It's food.
Food.
Yes.
James, you brought samples of your latest
concoctions. I was actually deep in the bowels of the atrium doing chocolates tonight.
Deep,
like
deep down
290 bags of milk and dark honeycomb.
290, and you brought us one.
Yeah.
Yes.
Great. Right out of the kettle.
The chute.
Okay. So, we have two wonderful guests with us, members of the Shasta County Chamber. Why don't you say hi and tell us who you are?
Hi, my name is Emily, and I am the owner of Supperama and Holy Crepe Food Truck.
Holy Crepe.
We're talking food and food trucks.
Uh-huh.
Say hi.
Hi, my name is Donna, and I'm a co-owner of Severama, and I have three food trucks, Fiesta Fast and Fresh Grill, two of those, and one Sticky Fingers, which satisfies all your sweet things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Three Sticky Fingers, trucks. That means I can...
Are any of the food trucks open and functioning now somewhere within 30 miles?
No.
Because I was going to say, if anybody's listening, right, and they're hungry... And they want to go get sticky fingers.
No, mostly weekends you can find us, but scattered throughout the week you'll find us too.
Because you have your brick and mortar, obviously, over on Hilltop. Yeah, the very northern or southern end.
Yeah.
So, which by the way, your sandwiches are the bomb.
Oh, thank you.
They really are. I know.
What's the secret to your sandwiches?
So we make pretty much everything that we possibly can from scratch, so that helps too. It's not processed, frozen mm-hmm. crap that we're getting in. Mm-hmm. So most of our sauces, everything we make from scratch that we can. And then we also source all our meat locally from Premier Meats. They're in Shasta Lake City, and it's really cool. You can actually go and watch
really?
Them process your meat there. Mm. And so that's about as local as you get for that, which is
that's
very
really cool.
Cool.
I like that.
And so we just really... put a lot into our ingredients and things that we use there, so it's not just a same old regular.
You know.
Made with love.
Yeah.
You can buy subs anywhere, right?
There are a lot of sub places.
Sub places, and they all taste the same. But then yours, Subarama,
it seems
like
more,
a,
it's like a
whole different level.
Yeah, I mean, and no disrespect to all the other subs, because I like Jersey Mike's a lot. You know, I Mike Way. I like all the oils and stuff that they put on them, and they're good. But there's something significantly different between like a Subway or what did I say Subway or did I say Jersey Mike's?
He said Jersey. Oh,
okay. You said Jersey Mike's.
Good. I thought so. I was gonna say
it's Monday, James.
Yeah, I know. I mean, and I eat them all, right? Because I am a sandwich freak. I love sandwiches.
Yeah.
But there is something significantly different than when I eat your sandwiches. Your sandwiches seem more like a real homemade sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah. What it is we actually, not that anybody else doesn't, but we actually really, really care not only about what we put in on the sandwich. We do our best to satisfy what people want,
mm-hmm.
you know, and like I said, it's the employees. We care about our employees.
Sure.
And all of that follows through with mm-hmm. the in
producing
product,
yeah. good so, product yeah. and them caring about it when they're
yeah.
making it.
Because yeah. we had one of our events at your place, and that's when I was really exposed. Because the previous owner was a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And he then left to go work on trains or do something for a while, and then I guess they sold, and then now he's at the DMV. But so, you know, again, at that point, the Subarama was more like a traditional, you know, chain, more of a...
Maybe you can park your food truck outside the DMV.
Yeah.
When we took over...
Sean.
She's the cook, so uh-huh. she's really good at coming up with the recipes, all the stuff. I'm not the best at cooking, mm-hmm. but I'm really good at eating.
Yeah.
So it makes it easy to be like, okay, what
That's
would be
really
good?
Yeah.
And I'd be like, okay, I really want like a yeah. garlic butter. I'm not the one mm-hmm. to come up with a recipe for that,
sure.
but I'm good at being like,
tasting,
okay, let's find someone that has a recipe for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
so
yeah.
how did you two meet?
Food truck.
At the food truck park.
Who had a food truck first?
I did, yeah.
You did.
I did.
Okay. How long have you had a food truck, Don?
I've been in the food business since 1999.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. a stretch.
Yes. And we got, I know, right? And we worked out of a tent canopy until 2018 when we got our actual first food truck. So, yeah.
So, were you one of those that was into food as a kid and teenager? Or?
You know, I really wasn't. My mom did all the cooking, but I watched. It was a treat to go out to dinner, and McDonald's was where we went. But I watched. Yeah, right? But I watched one of my grandmothers worked at a butcher shop, and I would sit and spend, you know, a couple hours, you know, at least two or three times a week talking with her, and I would watch her. I would watch her process. And I would watch my other grandma make food, and there was no measuring or anything, so I would do it, and my mom would cook, and my dad would cook, and I would watch them and be in the kitchen, you know, having to do the mundane things like do the dishes and set the table, but I always watched them. And when I got married, my poor husband, my first official meal I cooked was spaghetti, and I undercooked the noodles.
Al dente.
But
it must have been memorable for you to remember it.
Christy. I do, because yeah. he ate them all. But from there, then we would have friends over, and I was like, oh, well, this sounds good. I'm a picky eater by nature, so I, rather than go and get something that I didn't like, I started making it myself. So
when did you start your first food truck, actual truck
was in 2018 is when it was.
And what was
completed.
Your first one?
Fiesta Fast and Fresh Grill. It's actually Fiesta Fresh Grill, but our menu's expanded to way more than just Mexican food. We do everything now, from street tacos to barbecue, and then we cater, and I can cater. I do Italian foods. I do quite a variety.
I don't think there's something she does not cook.
I'm sure Jason and I can put that to the test.
Yeah, put that to the test right now.
I don't like the exotic foods.
A little paella.
Put a snack on that.
Yeah. So was there this sounds weird. I'm coming from not knowing anything about food trucks other than what I see. But was there a choice to make between like brick and mortar and food truck? And were you deciding between the two?
I initially liked going to craft fairs. And I was telling you about my mm-hmm. first real official craft fair that we did actual food in was at Lewiston Peddler's Fair so many years ago. And I was hooked. Mm. I
there's a difference between, because we're high frequency event food trucks. We typically, you won't find us on a corner parking somewhere. We're doing mm-hmm. events. And there's a difference between the thrill of serving so many people in a short period of time, yeah. doing the concerts where you can't even see the end of our line sometimes, mm-hmm. and waiting for a customer to wander in out of brick and mortar. And so I think it's always the grass is greener on the other side when you're in a food truck. You're like, oh, I just want a restaurant. That'd be so nice. And in the restaurant, we're like, I just miss the food trucks and the thrill of that and doing all that.
Look at her eyes.
And so, then she lights up, right?
Psycho.
Yeah. Well, the eyes lit up.
It's fun.
You
even
better
our,
test that food yeah. before you eat it. Test
even
it.
The staff will tell you, they're like, oh, I miss the events because it's such – successfully doing an event, it's so thrilling and it's so exciting afterwards that's when people fun. Are coming up and they're like, that was great, and you're like, I don't even know how we did it. Like yeah. that's good to know, you know.
So that was great.
And yeah. everywhere you go, people are glad, oh, you're here, you're making this. Are you still making this? Are you still making that? Yes, we are. Oh, thank goodness, because this is the only time of the year we get it. So yeah. that's always fun.
Say what, we're up for our first break and we'll come right back, and Emily will get into the nuts and bolts of your food trucks.
Okay. Unique homes, uniquely placed, uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
And 10 points if you recognize that song, the band, and the country of origin.
And the country of origin.
Radar Love.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Name of the band.
I don't know the
band. Oh, wow.
Golden Earring.
That was the name of the band?
Yeah.
Golden Earring?
Yeah.
And I just know Radar Love, too.
And they were from Holland.
Holland, I was going to say. Yeah, it had to be Holland.
Okay, so everybody has their mouth full. So, James, I think it's just going to be you and me for right now.
Cause I don't know.
Everybody's sampling your dark chocolate honeycomb.
Yeah. It's good.
Whatever that is. Good?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Okay, good. Okay, so we're here with Emily and Donna, and we're talking food trucks. Mm-hmm. Now, what are the names of your food trucks again?
So I have Holy Crepe and Sabarama Food Trucks, and she has Sabarama and Fast and Fresh Grill.
And
Sticky Fingers. I always
okay, so I have to find out, what does Sticky Fingers have?
Sticky Fingers, we do shaved ice, we do cotton candy, uh-huh. and then a variety of whatever desserts I want to make for that.
Okay,
either.
So Sticky Fingers in that regard for sure, then.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
You know, looking the melted cotton candy and the juice from your cone on your hands, yes. and so now I get it. Okay, I just needed to know.
Because
I like
lemonade.
I like the name, and but I want to know what's the sticky.
Yeah, sweet.
It's probably sugar. Emily, how are you? How did you get into? Were as a kid, were you always into food?
I have always worked food. I remember even when I was like 8 years old, I had my own lemonade stand, and not like a normal kid that sets it up every once in a while. Every Saturday and Sunday, like it was a job, a business. I would take my wagon down and go sell lemonade.
Awesome.
And by the time I was 11, I was bussing tables in a local diner where I grew up, and I've always worked food service. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of just a matter of time before I had some kind of restaurant business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And was it because of the food or because of the interaction with the people? Because
the
that's
people.
A lot of interaction.
Yeah, and I love the people interaction. I'm naturally a shy person, but when I'm, like, doing customer service, nobody would be able to guess because it's just kind of – I feel comfortable
there. An extrovert introvert.
Yeah. I like – I like making people's day, and you can do that so easily with food. Like, food can change someone's day completely.
Yeah,
and
no.
And so...
That is true.
It's a great way to change people's day around. So,
So when did you get your first or obtain your first food truck?
So I bought Holy Crepe. It was already a pre-existing business. I bought that in 2020, and it had started in 2018, and it was incredibly random. We were not planning on opening a restaurant, doing anything. I was on Facebook, and I saw that it was for sale, and I was like, oh, my gosh, I want that. Mm. I want that business.
When you say we, that was you and your hubby?
Me and my husband, he wanted nothing to do with it. And so I actually went in and bought it with a friend.
Without his knowledge.
Yeah, that we later bought out the friend because food service, he was like, oh, that is not for me. And now my husband runs it pretty much full time, which involuntarily. And I think he likes it now, uh-huh. I think. But I just always knew I would have some kind of restaurant. And so when I saw it was for sale, I was like, what do we have to do to make this happen? And pretty instantaneously, we got it up and running really well and just out there.
Is your savory and sweet crepes?
Yeah, we do sweet and savory crepes, and we do loaded french fries, which, surprising for our name, we actually sell more of the loaded french fries than we do the crepes.
Can you explain the loaded french fries, please?
So our most popular is our carne asada fry. It's like french fries with nacho cheese, carne asada. We do guacamole, sour cream, and salsa on it. But we also have, like, buffalo chicken fries, chicken bacon ranch, chili cheese.
Oh, no, yes.
You can pretty much put anything on a french fry and make it good.
Can you do french fries with a crepe on top?
Yeah, you could, or like french fries inside the crepe.
Jason's rolling his eyes really seriously. He just
a little bit. Yeah, he's like killing me over. But we do savory crepes as well, and then a lot of sweet. It's desserts. Those are what we sell the most of. Yeah. People love the dessert crepes.
Okay, for sure. So, food truck, tell us your greatest nightmare story.
There is so many, because the one thing that probably every food truck owner can say is that everything's going to happen wrong. Like, and it's all about pivoting.
The penny goes down. The fridge is out.
Something.
The water pump isn't pumping.
Something is going to happen. My parents call us the chaos crew because she's like, how was your night? And I was like, well, this all happened. And they're like, that's not normal. And I was like, it is within our field. Probably the worst one, though, is we were up in Burney for the 4th of July show. And that one's crazy. For hours, we don't see the end of our line. You cannot see where it ends, and you are just slammed. And our generator actually blew up. There's no power out there. So with our flashlights on our phones, we're choking on the exhaust from our fryers and everything. And we had one extension cord ran to her food truck to be able to still have a crepe machine on. Only could do cash. And in the dark for 4 hours, we served food and sold out of everything still. It was an insane amount of food that we pushed out the window.
What was the brand of generator you were in?
I don't even know at that point.
A little late to file a complaint.
No, I just like to know because, I mean, generators are, I mean, you know, there are a million different choices, right? But there's some tried and true, and you have to pay for them. They're not cheap.
And you do, and we run generators into the ground faster than anyone. We probably buy a new generator every year.
Uh-huh.
If we actually spent the money on, like, a Honda, we probably would not have to.
There you go. I don't want to throw out brand names, which is, it's totally fine. But yes, you
but
invest in a Honda, and you know, like, I have a generator for Movies in the Park. And it's a big boy. I mean, it puts out power, right? And it's fuel injected. I mean, it's not carbureted. I mean, it's like a car, right?
Yeah.
But boy, when I first said, oh, this is the one I want, how much is it? And they told me the price. They said, I'm buying a generator, not a plane.
Yeah. And it is worth the price. If we were to buy a cheap one, it would probably last a month the way that we run it, because that's our only power source.
So what's the maintenance like on a food truck? Now, from what I understand, the regulations are pretty tough. Like, when you have a food truck, at the end of the day, you got to go somewhere to have it to
inspected.
We have to park it at our commercial kitchen. Mm. Food trucks have the same regulations as a brick and mortar, but a little bit more. I don't know how to define those.
Yeah, because, I mean, besides the regular regulations that a restaurant's going to have, we have DMV regulations, all of that. But as far as just, like, if we're just talking health department, there's things that brick and mortars get away with that a food truck would never.
Yeah. Food poisoning?
Well, that too, but
our kitchen is right there. At a brick and mortar, your kitchen's kind of behind doors and people don't see it. But and at every event, we get inspected at every event. A brick and mortar probably twice a year.
Only twice a year.
So you have to get it inspected at every event?
It gets inspected at every event. And invariably, so our water pumps will go out right as they're testing the water.
Yeah. So what happens is at every event, usually the health department shows up and inspects whatever mobile units have been brought in.
Yes.
They do an inspection. So I know at Movies in the Park, every single Friday they would come and inspect anybody there that was serving food.
Yes.
Every single time.
Yes. And so it was just like, even if it's busy, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's when they come in.
they're supposed to come before when you start, but inevitably there's a lot of trucks and they're coming in right when you're slammed and asking you questions. And what I was saying, it's harder for a food truck.
Sensors and they're like,
all the things. And you're like, I just stocked the fridge. Give it 5 minutes and it's going to be to temp. Yeah. But in a restaurant, if you know if your thing breaks down, they'll be like, put ice on it, stay to temp, you're fine, fix it. Food truck, they're like, no, you're done for the day, shut it down.
Wow.
And our health department is really great at their jobs, and they'll answer all the questions and they'll try to help you, but there's rules, you know. If it's 110 out, you can't not have working refrigeration, and tell me a refrigerator that's gonna do okay, because if it's 110, it's 140 in my food truck. We have fryers and stuff in there, so tell me a refrigerator that's gonna be okay when you're opening and closing it every 5 minutes. So it's a lot tougher in a food truck to just function than a restaurant.
Does it get that hot in a food
truck?
Being nice to us, when it's hot out, we're 20 degrees hotter inside our food truck. We're not cooler in there.
Yeah. At least.
You might want to think twice before you get that food truck.
Yeah, if you can't handle heat, you will not be able to.
People always ask, do you have an air conditioner in there? We're like, well, yeah. But
I've got four, but they do nothing.
It's up top, and then our hood bin is on, so it just
sucking all the hot air in and the cold air out.
So that's why the Kona Ice guy is doing pretty well, right?
Yeah, they get it. They're so cozy in there. I'm always like, oh, man.
Sitting on a bag of ice.
Yeah. And in the winter, too, our hood vent will suck the cold air from outside. Mm-hmm. So we're not warm in the winter either. We're huddled over about to jump in our fryer because we're freezing to death because it's sucking all that cold air from outside. Uh-huh. So you're, like, standing in an AC unit.
But I think I'd rather be cold than hot.
Yeah.
So food truck, where do you get it serviced? Like, I'm sure it needs oil changes and stuff like that.
So for the food truck, because our other ones are trailers, and then Subarama's a food truck, and that is a dinosaur of a food truck, so we are always getting it serviced. So I actually have a really awesome mechanic that comes to Subarama and is fixing it, and he's really great. We finally just passed our smog after like a year of trying to get it smog worthy, so he's amazing, and he just comes and works on it. But you drive it so much, we have to constantly be maintaining it just regularly, not wait for things to break. Trailers, they're easy. They don't really. You're more worried about your service vehicle that's pulling it.
And the equipment on it, too.
I just have 100 questions. Sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's good.
What's the average cost of a food truck if somebody wants to say,
yowza,
I'm going to buy a food truck?
Like the average.
Your Subarama truck, for example.
So a lot of people, you'll see trailers more than you'll see trucks because trailers are way more affordable, because trailers range from like 40 to 100,000 depending on the size and how it's loaded. If you're wanting to start one in California, you really need to buy one in California. We have the most strictest food truck regulations, and you're spending thousands of dollars to get it to code.
Thanks, Gavin.
Yeah, so many regulations here for that. So, and then you want to make sure, I have a huge food truck. It's 32 feet. It's like 18,000 pounds. It might as well.
Which one is this?
This is Holy Crepe. It is, it's gigantic. So I have to have like a 3,500 truck to be able to pull it. Mm. And I have to put airbags in it because it will just drop it to the ground. Otherwise, it's all tongue weight.
Wow.
So if we're down, we're down because our Dodge is down and we can't find anyone else's truck that would be able to like pull it. So
you mean a little Tacoma won't help you?
No. No. And even trucks, people are like, well, I have a 2500. I can pull it. I was like, if you don't have airbags, it's just going to drop it to the ground. Mm. So,
wow.
Yeah, our truck's a 2500 and lifted, and it can tow theirs, but not very far.
If it's flat.
Like, yeah.
Around
like
the block.
Flat and straight. Yeah, yeah. To move from one location, but to go to an event site, it doesn't have the power.
Excellent. Well, wow, I tell you what, let's take our 2-minute break, bottom of the hour. It's going by quick. And then
fast.
We'll come right back.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring 6 non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission. Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Taking care of business.
Right, and we're back, Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber. Nigel, James, Jason.
Ta-da.
We have two great guests in our studio talking about something that we don't know really much about except for standing in line and buying food.
Mm-hmm.
So... Emily and Donna, between the two of you, you have 5 food trucks.
Yes.
Hmm.
See, when I hear that, it sounds like a lot of work.
Oh, no, it is.
We don't sleep.
I was going to say.
What is sleep?
I'm sorry, but I think...
It's overrated.
The food...
It's overrated.
Yeah, you'll have plenty of time to do that when you're dead.
Yes. I may be late for that, too. So.
Yeah, it's all right. That's a good thing to be late, too.
Yes.
Food business is hard, period.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't care what level you're at. It's hard.
Yep.
Even
margins are horrible.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, besides that, but just the workload.
The workload for mm-hmm. what you get is mm-hmm. probably one of the worst industries to be in.
Yeah.
We get told we're the hardest working people know.
Yep.
But they're making the money. They're the ones driving the fancy cars or driving the trucks.
Yeah.
But you're doing this because you love it.
I do it because I love it. I've been in it since 99, and I'm not tired of it. I'm not tired of it. I like to develop or try new things. My helpers get frustrated with me because I always want to change the menu.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm...
And they just get it down, and then they're...
They get it down, and I'm like, okay, let's try this. Because, I'm getting more into barbecuing. I've been doing tri-tip and stuff, and now I want to get into the burn-ins.
Do me brisket. That's my thing.
So what's your best-selling item in your food truck?
We have our street tacos, our Philly cheese sticks, and my tri-tip. I say my tri-tip.
Award-winning tri-tip.
Award-winning tri-tip.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who gave you the award? Jason?
Shake Fork. Shake
Fork. Barbecue.
Make it buzzworthy.
Shake Fork puts on a Pro-Am barbecue every year, and it's the Bigfoot Barbecue.
Mm.
Oh. And I've been vending there for years. And then last year they said, oh, you can't do the tri-tip because we want the barbecues to do it. And I'm like, well, I think I'm going to enter.
I was going to say, yeah.
So,
wow.
So
I'll circumvent that.
Yeah.
Find the loophole.
Yeah. So I entered, and I was the only female. And all these professionals are bringing their great big huge smokers. I mean, like huge. They're pulling them with their trucks. I have my two little barrel smokers and my my electric smoker. And I won number one for barbecue sauce.
Ooh.
And I won number two for tri-tip and number two for ribs. And had I put the barbecue sauce on the ribs, I would have got number...
Now,
I'm sure I would have
from what I understand, barbecue sauce, that's like a whole competitive thing by itself, right? Like nationwide.
Yeah.
Like they get down dirty on
down
the barbecue.
Down dirty, they want to, yeah.
And I don't know how you could... I mean, if you were a judge, I mean, like, that would be so hard.
Yeah.
Because they are so good. You'd be like, wow.
We'll have to taste them all again.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think what they go for, because I was curious too, they go for like how the sauce is cooked and whether it leaves like a grit in your mouth from your ingredients or if it's a smooth, mellow, you know. They like most barbecue judges like the sweet hot.
Mm.
You like the sweet and then the hot to come back and bite you.
So it kind of sneaks up on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sneaker sauce.
Yeah, sneaker sauce. That's a good name.
That's
a good name.
That's the next one.
Yeah. Sneaker sauce. Coming to I know where this is going.
Emily, so on your trucks, what are your best sellers?
Our best seller, so we have two best sellers. We have our carne asada fry, and we have our strawberry and cream crepe. So those are two most popular, most sold items.
I'm all down with it.
Did you bring any with you?
Cream. No.
Strawberry cream crepe.
No. That one's really good.
So your crepe machines, are they the traditional flat where you pour and then you have that stick that you rotate? Or
yeah. So we use, so they're like the flat
top. Yeah.
We have two of them. There's some events where I wish we had like four.
Yeah.
And we use a metal little spinner and we hand spin each crepe.
Yeah. Wow. Because I know crepes are hard to make, in my opinion. The batter has to be just right.
Yes.
Otherwise, they
There's a science to the batter. Otherwise, your crepes aren't going to spin right.
That's why there's a difference between crepes and pancakes.
Yeah, I was going to say, just a thin pancake, right? That's all it is, basically, right?
It is,
In theory.
Pretty much, in theory.
Yeah. In theory. Yeah.
A little bit different flavor, I think, but I think, I don't know, pancakes might be a little sweeter,
yes.
I think, but in theory, yeah, you could thicken it and not spin it and make a pancake out of it. So.
Yeah. There's a, speaking of crepes, and then you were talking about strawberries and stuff, so I grew up here in Reading off and on for most of my life, and one of my best friends, Eric's family, is from France, and they used, when they would go to France, they would come back or they'd have family send it to them, but it was a strawberry syrup that they would ship over, and it was in a large, really, like tin can, and it was narrow, right? But I'm telling you what, this stuff, you could pour it on anything, but I was just thinking your crepes, and that's what she would make. She'd make crepes and put strawberries, but she would pour this special syrup.
That sounds so good right now.
Have you made crepes before you bought the crepe truck?
No. In fact, I had never even had a crepe before. When I had gotten the truck and we made them, I made myself my first crepe. I didn't really know what to compare it to at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it was mostly what customers told us from
pancake burrito
traveling and things like that of how we compared. And then just researching. I had a friend of mine that was going to school to be a chef help me adjust the recipe that they kind of gave me when I bought the truck to make it more to what a crepe is supposed to actually taste like. And so we tried that, and then I probably am a lot more junk food spin on things because I don't think they're normally as loaded as we load our crepe stuff. Mm. We very much load our crepes with a lot of stuff.
Do you do a banana Nutella?
We do banana Nutella with Hershey's on top and powdered sugar and whipped strawberry. our cream is like a cream cheese frosting base that we do, and that's like we do a cookie Oreo one. So more American junk food style of crepe.
What about the one I made?
And she has one I named after her called the Donna that she would always come and order.
The Donna crepe.
And it's funny because it's actually our like corkscrew crepe. Like you always have something in the kitchen. You're like, oh gosh, they ordered that because it's a little bit more difficult. Uh-huh. So when we're busy and we're like, another Donna, we always laugh.
You say, damn it, Donna.
You always have to overcomplicate things.
I feel the love here.
So I grew up in Amsterdam, and you know the French fries is national food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and all those sauces you get all in the little cups.
So I got to ask, you know, on the French fries. Mm. so do you have one that has the peanut sauce on it? Mm-hmm. We call it satay. Like here, you go to Thai food, right? And you order the satay
sauce.
Peanut sauce. One of the biggest ones in Europe is the satay sauce.
Okay.
French fries with the peanut sauce.
That might be in
we don't.
I'm telling you,
we don't, but we should look into it.
I'm telling you. Okay.
Well, it's something that you go to in the country and actually just walk up to a building. It's fast food, so to speak, but they're obviously a lot more charming, and that's all they do is sell French fries.
Yeah.
With all the different sauces.
So tell us about nightmare customers.
We haven't gotten there's a couple memorable ones.
Any food fights?
No, I'm really good at
diffusion.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I normally will. I'm small and girl and I look like a child most of the time. So it makes it easier because when I do get a customer that's being unrealistic, I'll kind of go to a sarcastic kind of like.
I'm only 12.
Yeah, kind of. I'll be like, I'm doing the best I can, you know. And normally getting other people around to be like, oh, yeah, leave them alone. She's trying the poor thing, you know. So I don't get too many people that will come up and like argue and fight with me to my face. Because when they do, I'll normally say, you know, I'll say something. A lot of times we get this. They'll wait in line for 30 minutes because our line is so long. Yeah. And then after 5 minutes that their food's not ready, they'll be like, where's my food? And we'll have to be like, well, how long did it take you to get here?
Minutes.
So all those people in front of you ordered food too. So we got to get their food out. And we're really, really fast. It takes us a minute to get any item out. But if there's 30 people that ordered for you, that could be 30 minutes of getting people's food out.
That's why you yell out to Donna, right? Donna, get over here.
Come help us. We've jumped in each other's food trucks many times to help.
Or deal with a bad customer. Or, you know,
you get your phone. Bring 911 sticky fingers.
Yeah, sticky
The best way to counteract that is to try to, hey, it's 20 minutes. Hey, we're going to be out of this. Hey. And honestly, when I'm not happy with something, but we have to, like, serve it to be like, look at it. This is the problem I have. I didn't quite have enough buffalo sauce. Are you okay with this? And I think just really talking to your customers, that helps avoid a lot of those situations.
Do you have many repeat customers who have been coming to you for a long time?
Oh, yeah. We have customers that will be like, where are you guys? It's been too long since I got a crepe. And we'll try to come track us down and go to events just because we're there. And you get a lot of the same customers at events. Like Donna was saying that they're like, I'm so happy you're here again this year. Because a lot of our events we do, they might only see us once a year at that event. But they've been waiting all year to see us and get our food again.
So when is the next time you guys' trucks are out and about?
I am going to be at the Orland Craft Fair. Weekend after Thanksgiving, or that weekend, Thanksgiving weekend. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with Fiesta Fast and Fresh Grill.
Okay. And you?
Holy Crepe is out tomorrow, Tuesday. We try to do one day a week in Shasta Lake City at Rite Aid, and I believe that is Tuesday.
So, guess where we're going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Rite Aid.
Yeah.
Don't you need to do a buzz shout out somewhere?
I need to do a buzz by.
Buzz by.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're buzzworthy.
Yeah. Thank you. And then we're normally when weather permits it, you can normally find us at the food truck park downtown. And just follow us on Facebook because we'll post every week where we are. We do bounce around a lot. It's hard to be consistent with doing events. But we try to, if we don't have an event, we will find somewhere to go park every week just so people can order us on DoorDash and things
and
like
that.
And
if someone wants us to come and park at their business for a day, we're open to
so
that,
So you're
too.
Open to that, too.
Oh, yeah.
So let's get into that in a minute.
You can order through DoorDash. Through the food truck.
For Holy Crepe has DoorDash. Mm. It's kind of touch and go when you can find us there because a lot of events we can't have DoorDash. But if we're street parked, like at Rite Aid tomorrow, our DoorDash is on.
Hmm.
Okay, well, let's take our last 1 minute break, and then we're going to come back and talk about the Anderson thing.
Okay.
All right.
Dun, 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 dun.
Unique homes. Uniquely placed. Uniquely yours. Service tailored to your lifestyle. A global network like no other. Exceptional heritage. Pioneering expertise. With an eye for detail, we see what's special. From rare gems to modern masterpieces, every home is one of a kind. Like you. Like us. Discover your one of one.
This is Chad Phillips, owner at Shasta Sotheby's International Realty. Please visit us online at ShastaSIR.com.
We'll come just for lunch hour, you know.
Come on, James.
Welcome back, Shasta Live. We're talking about food.
More food.
Our favorite.
And just a shout out, remember you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
There you
just
go.
So people
there you
remember.
Go, James. That's good.
Got Emily and Donna. Where our home is.
Food truck aficionados. Tomorrow, Holy Crepe, Shasta Lake City in front of Rite Aid. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
There you go.
You can get your shot and your crepe.
You can go get your shot.
Shot and crepe.
You can go get whatever you want. yeah. Okay, good. So, being parked on the street, right? So, you just wrote a letter to... You just wrote a letter. It's Blue's Clues, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Blue's Clues. You just wrote a letter to the Anderson City Planning Department because...
Yeah, because officially it's not official. They don't have a food truck ordinance, which with the way they choose to enforce their ordinances for commercial there, it pretty much puts an all-out ban on food trucks. They're one of the only cities in Northern California that has a complete ban on food trucks. So.
And is there an official statement from the city that says why they do that?
Not officially, but from what the city manager himself told me and what he said recently on the news about this is generally they like to support their brick and mortars, which I think is great for a city, except without leaving any avenue for food trucks, 1 in 25 restaurants is a food truck. And besides food trucks, there's mobile groomers, barbers, nail techs.
Vets.
The way our economy is now, there has to be an affordable option for some entrepreneurs to start their business, and it's cutting out an entire segment of business that can't operate because of financial barrier. Mm. And it's not like food trucks being allowed. They're just going to be on every street corner. You have to find private property to park on. You know, so there's a lot of legwork. Otherwise, you would see a food truck everywhere just parked like an ice cream truck on the side of the road.
Mm-hmm. And the health department has regulations for
strict
parking
strict
on
regulations
private
where we
property,
can park.
Too. I mean, it can't just be an empty lot. We have to have, you know, we have to have a restroom if we're going to have seating. There's so much into it that... when you find a commercial lot or, that's private and the owner's willing to let you park there, you're like, oh, let's jump on that, which is what we thought we were
well,
doing.
Well, you know, I...
So speaking of that, if a private business owner books a food truck, who provides the bathroom? Does the business owner have to provide the bathrooms and everything?
Yes.
For the customers?
Yes. There has to be an adjacent building with a bathroom, not for customers unless we have seating, but for the staff. So if,
for the people in the food truck.
For the people working in the food truck, they have to have a bathroom within 100 feet, and it can't be a porta potty. It can be for events, but for regular parking, it cannot be. So it has to have a basic business adjacent with a bathroom. Mm. So you can't just park up anywhere. It's pretty strict rules.
So are we getting anywhere with the city of Anderson?
Not yet that we know of. So our next step is asking for it to be added to their agenda. And so we're going to work on that, getting it on the agenda, and just making sure that we don't go away in the background.
Yeah.
And
so what did they create for the food trucks at the park? because for a while that was there.
They get to pick and choose when they want to have food trucks come in.
When they want to enforce it and when they don't.
The city.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because there's no written rule
that
acknowledge
food
trucks.
That totally makes sense, right?
Yeah.
We want to do it today.
It's a fair plan.
Yeah. So
was that sarcastic?
Is that why it's the same food trucks every time? It feels like it's the same food trucks every time at the Anderson River Park. I could be wrong.
They do favor the ones that have brick and mortars in Anderson, which we were one of those food trucks that were doing the park and stuff because we did have as like an auxiliary tool for their brick and mortars. So they definitely do try to ask their local food trucks first before reaching out to like, for instance, it's been hard for Holy Crepe to get into events there. There's a couple that we do because we don't have a brick and mortar in Anderson. Mm-hmm. But our food trucks there, like even mine that only does a couple days of year, we're fully licensed the way a brick and mortar is. I have my business license for that food truck. Mm-hmm. We're paying all the same taxes when we're there. Mm-hmm. We're doing all of that. So the only thing.
So from the city's perspective, it really on paper is no different from what they're collecting in regards
no,
to.
No, because
correct.
Even property taxes, yeah. When we're staying on commercial property there, a lot of times we're paying rent. Mm-hmm. Like most people won't let you just come park up for free unless it benefits their business and brings in traffic for them. Sure. So we're paying when we park somewhere, which is going to property taxes the same as it would if I was paying rent on a building. Mm-hmm. And these landlords, they're not Anderson.
Sure.
They're in the Bay. They're in L.A. It doesn't benefit any different than, you know.
I guess the part that's really confusing to me is that are they not looking at numbers or statistics or, you know, I mean, every city around them allows food trucks, right? If it were truly, truly a problem, then there would be something to show for that. I remember when the park was opening here. And there was a lot of rumble in the beginning of businesses that were upset saying, I have a brick and mortar and I have to pay rent and they don't and blah, blah, blah. Well, it went through anyway, right? And that's been going on for years now and it's very successful. And there's a restaurant that's literally adjacent to them. And
it's doing well.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. The food trucks don't hurt businesses. It brings more people in. It adds to whatever's going on around there, because you'll have some people that will go, oh, I don't want to eat here, or they'll bypass Anderson anyway because they only know the restaurant, you know, Fast Food Row.
Yeah.
And whereas if they had other options, they would go, oh, I can take the kids to McDonald's and I can stop here and get the tacos that I want, and it doesn't have to be this.
That's my point, is that it didn't detract. A lot of people overreacted, I think. And, you know, I mean, adjacent to the food park, I'm trying to think if there's anything that's actually been there and then shut down because of that. And I don't see that at all.
Fusion's right next door.
Yeah, well, Fusion.
A lot of times they'll go to, like, Fusion and then be like, I'm going to go to the food truck and get dessert. And so it's increasing business for everyone. And the thing is, too, us food truck owners are paying rent.
Yeah.
We're paying to be there. Yeah.
So is there here locally, is there, like, a food truck, it's the wrong word, but food truck union?
Coalition.
Do you guys all get along?
There's not. We joke about it a lot, actually, starting like a little food truck union just so we know what to say for minimums and things like that. But we're all a big family here. We all know each other. We're all at the same events. We all feed each other. No one wants to eat the same food every day they're working, so we all trade food constantly.
So what are some of your favorite food trucks?
The favorite food trucks that are not mine is she probably feeds me more than anybody. I love Two Guys in a Grill's food. Anytime I do an event with them, I'm super excited to. Granny's Grill is another one of my favorites. They all have dishes on their food trucks that are like my favorite, and we are constantly by them. So I
did a Filipino one the other day.
Yeah. Granny's.
Granny.
Is that why
you're
late?
That's what I thought.
People
ate that thing.
Ask me what my favorite item is, and I'm like, I've been doing this for 25 years. I don't have a favorite item anymore.
It's nice knowing all the food truck owners, because some days I want barbecue, so I'll go and get barbecue. Yeah. There's always new trucks that pop up.
Good Times Pizza is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Players is good.
Yeah, Players has cauliflower pizza.
Cauliflower pizza. Cauliflower.
Yeah, because I can't have.
So that's the crust is cauliflower. So yeah, people that can't have gluten and all that stuff.
Yeah, you can eat that.
Yeah, I can eat that. It's rare that. There's a food truck that's I can eat from note. Now, but yeah.
Well, that's actually pretty good.
Yeah. So it's hard to find a favorite because we're always everywhere doing events, and there's not a single food truck locally here that doesn't have at least one item I crave.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sad for Anderson and their decision at this point. I mean, they must have a reason or whatever. But like Anderson, to me, from my experience, has really tried very hard to be very business friendly. I mean, they're growing and, you know, they have all kinds of things going on. So this is just one of those things that's kind of sad because it's like,
well, let's hope. You kind of,
I think the tone will change though in Anderson because at least they're listening to us. Whereas we've had friends that have had trucks before and there was just nope. I think Anderson's motto is yes,
we can, or let's work on it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they're honoring that.
That's the feeling that I'm getting from it. I think we just have to show them how much, how many people would like to eat.
And what it adds to an area, it's proven that a good drawn out food truck ordinance benefits the area. And that's proven at this point.
Sure.
And so
they don't need to work at it. Just adopt somebody, your neighbors.
Yeah. Reading have a really fair one.
Tehama County does. I know they do.
Everyone does around
Red Bluff,
here.
I mean, they have a great food truck.
Yes. And anything that they're worried about of why they wouldn't want to, if they just actually like listened to people that are in the field, they would alleviate those issues.
Sure.
McDonald's isn't going to lose any business because our little Subarama truck's parked there or another taco truck's parked there. It's just not the way. If they want McDonald's, they're going to go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And Subarama is a great example because where we wanted to park, we're 500 feet from where our brick and mortar was. So it's not going to take away. It has its own clientele base. They want Subarama. They want Subarama. It's not going to take away any more than it would have when we were at our brick and mortar. And
All right, good. Well, we have a few minutes left. So Subarama.
2:53.
Yep. So we will be, the Shasta County Chamber, we will be at Subarama on Wednesday at noon. Mm-hmm. Partaking of your,
and I want that hot sandwich, the one that I had before.
We're kind of excited. You talked about brisket and some barbecue, and we're kind of excited that we're going to introduce some more barbecue items. And we thought Chamber was the perfect place to do it.
Why not? I'm all down with that too.
Yeah. Our tri-tip, our pulled pork, and I'm going to try to do burnt ends. Don't judge me on those.
Burnt ends.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You can't. And then we'll bring our. They're burnt.
We'll bring as a side, we'll have our coleslaw and our apple pie baked beans.
Oh, man.
Which is, it sounds weird, but the most delicious thing.
Oh, yummy.
I think that sounds amazing.
That's very good. Okay. Well, how can people find you online?
So for Subarama, you can find us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, pretty much everything. We have a website as well. Holy Crepe is a little bit more difficult. We pretty much only have our Facebook and Instagram because it's a.
Do you do Subarama TikToks while you're making sandwich dances? You have a little, we slap the meat on the bread.
To the degradation of all my employees, we will be soon because I have so many ideas. So I was like, wasting a whole marketing ad, and they're all like, please don't make us. So.
Are your trucks available for private parties and events?
Yeah, absolutely. We love doing caterings, private parties, events. Definitely elevates your party.
$20,000 minimum.
We have a really reasonable minimum.
What's the minimum?
So it depends on the time of day and the event and the menu, but... I know that we are a lot lower than some of our competitors.
You don't need to give us a number.
So $550 to $750 for us. And then I know a lot of trucks now are doing $1,000 flat. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't forget, people could order too, right? They could order and have it delivered.
Yeah, DoorDash. And Subarama has DoorDash and Grubhub. Holy Crepe has DoorDash.
If it's rainy, stormy outside, order Subarama.
Yeah.
And how do we find your food trucks, Donna?
I am not a social media mogul. I have a Facebook page that it's hard to update because I'm busy, but I promised my fans that I would get better at posting where we're going to be. So it's my Facebook page for Fast and Fresh Grill.
Okay. So you get lucky that you see her at an event and make sure you run and try.
I try.
We have 8 seconds left.
Thank you very much.
So thank you guys so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good luck.
Emily, Donna, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ciao. See you next week.
Yeah.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.